Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This administration takes the threat of future surges or pandemics very seriously, which is why access to vaccine tests and treatments will remain widely available after today.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration will remain vigilant in pushing back against the threat of COVID-19 even as the public health emergency ends. She added the White House will call on Congress to put funds in place to ensure the U.S. is ready to take on the next major public health emergency. In April, the Department of Health and Human Services launched Project Next Gen, a $5 billion project designed to ward against surges of COVID-19 and other potential pandemic threats. With the public health emergency officially over, Title 42, which allows authorities to expel migrants from U.S. land borders for public health reasons, ends too. This comes as House Republicans passed a new border security plan, with two GOP representatives breaking ranks to vote against the measure. The plan, which faces an almost certain veto, aims to restart construction on the border wall, increase funding for border agents, reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, and place new restrictions on asylum seekers. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas said Title 42 is being replaced with older procedures under Title 8, which he described.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry, including a minimum 5-year ban on reentry and potential criminal prosecution.
A coalition of abortion rights groups are petitioning for Florida voters to vote on a constitutional amendment in 2024 after the Republican-controlled legislature and Governor Ron DeSantis approved a 6-week abortion ban. Kara Gross with the ACLU of Florida says the petition allows a person to make their own decisions without government interference.
The near total abortion ban puts Floridians at risk for their own health, and Floridians want to be able to make these decisions for themselves. They want to be able to make these decisions with the people they love and they trust and in consultation with their healthcare providers.
Connecticut's House of Representatives passed legislation to implement an early voting plan, including an education campaign for voters, training for registrars, and requiring 14 days of early voting before both a primary and general election. Coralie Santana with the Connecticut Project notes kinks will need to be worked out, but Connecticut voters will see the benefits of it once the plan is implemented.
It's really going to allow expanded access. We have lower turnout in the cities because people can't make it in one day. And I think we're really going to see increased participation. We're going to see shorter lines on the actual election day.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.